many of you knew before you came here that Holden Village had a harpsichord? Hands high. How many did not know? Well, now you know. No, Holden Village does have a harpsichord. And I'd like to ask another question. How many know what a harpsichord is? How many don't know what a harpsichord is? Good. Honesty's great. Do you know what the difference between a piano and harpsichord is? Yes? Some do, some don't. All right. I just basically tell you what the difference is. The difference is in the action of what makes the sound. On a piano, you have a hammer that comes up and strikes the strings. So it's like that. Whereas on a harpsichord, there's a little thing that sticks out, and as it goes past the string, it plucks it like a harp. Right? I'd like to play some three little dances or three movements from a partita by Bach. And if you don't know, Bach did not write all his music or his keyboard music for the piano. He wrote it for the harpsichord, because at that time there was no such thing as a piano. So this is the original instrument that Bach wrote all his keyboard stuff for. I'll play a prelude, a saraband, and a minuet and trio. And it's sort of like fast, slow, fast again. I should say one more thing, and that is that the harpsichord is a very sensitive, delicate instrument, and it doesn't have a whole lot of volume. So you might want to turn your ears or something.
I'm going to play Flute Sonata by Handel, and it's in the key of F, and it also has a slow, fast, slow, fast. The last movement is a jig, and that's a dance, and the rest are just regular movements.
Thank you. number, Peter and I want to play a piano duet, which is a lot of fun for us. We hope it's a lot of fun to listen to, too. It's by Dvorak, one of the Slavic dances, number 11.